Doors Open Hamilton, an event that attracts thousands of participants every year, will take place this year on May 4 and 5 from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. The event, which has been running for 23 years, is being sponsored by the City of Hamilton, the Hamilton-Burlington Society of Architects, and the Ontario Association of Architects, along with the Sean and Ed Brewery, organizers say. They said highlights for 2024 include the LIVELAB, where they research the effects of music on the human brain. Stuart Memorial Church Choir recital 12:30 p.m. May 4th, free point and stretch classes at Hamilton City Ballet. Magnificent restoration of 25 Mill Street in Waterdown. Tours of Ancaster, Lock Street Hamilton, Westdale Hamilton, Stony Creek and Waterdown. Read on to check out the full list of sites provided by Doors Open Hamilton 2024. Hamilton Oshmar Manor House 1852 Residence. Saturday, May 4th and Sunday, May 5th, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. The Oshmar Estate is considered to be the last surviving country estate on Hamilton Mountain. It was built for the Honorable Isaac Buchanan, a local Scotsman, entrepreneur, politician and civic leader in 19th century Canada. Visit this Gothic Revival manor house and learn about its storied past before strolling the walled and landscaped grounds that surround it. No parking on site. Balfour House 1836 Adaptive Reuse, Residence, Conference Center. Saturday, May 4th, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Sunday, May 5th, 1 p.m. to 4 p.m., Balfour House is Hamilton's last great escarpment estate. Several prominent Hamiltonians have called it home since 1836, most recently the family of St. Clair Balfour. Owned by the Ontario Heritage Trust and managed by the City of Hamilton, the building and garden are spectacular. Exhibits related to the commitment to music of the Southam family will be on display. Central Presbyterian 1908 Place of Worship. Organ recitals both days, 1 p.m. Saturday, May 4th, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Sunday, May 5th, 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. The present Central Presbyterian Church was designed by John Lyle and opened on June 14, 1908, replacing an earlier church destroyed by fire. Lyle was responsible for Toronto's Royal Alexandra Theatre and Union Station, as well as the High Level Bridge, Gage Park Fountain and several homes in Hamilton. Central is the only church that Lyle designed, and is unusual in having a flat roof resembling more the public buildings favored by the École des Beaux-Arts than the traditional European church. Central has one of the largest and finest cassavant organs in Hamilton. Church of St. John the Evangelist, Anglican, 1892 Place of Worship. Saturday, May 4th, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Sunday, May 5th, 1 p.m. to 4 p.m., the Church of St. John the Evangelist opened in 1892. The adjacent Hanna Public School was purchased in 1906, and it continued as the parish hall until it was destroyed by fire in 1990. Drawn to service, the congregation decided to build an affordable housing complex on the site with the parish hall below. Today, the church has a thriving connection to music both in the church and community. Cotton Factory, the 1900 Adaptive Reuse Factory, Creative Arts Center. Saturday, May 4th and Sunday, May 5th, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., the Imperial Cotton Factory, built in 1900, has been repurposed as the largest creative hub in the Hamilton area. This year's Doors Open Hamilton is also the Cotton Factory's 10th anniversary, and it will be a party. Always a popular location, the focus this year will be on music, celebrating 10 years, wow, and showcasing the complex and all its incredible tenants. Dundurn Castle 1835 Adaptive Reuse Residence, Museum. Saturday, May 4th, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Dundurn Castle is one of the finest examples of High Regency-style architecture in the country. Constructed in the 1830s for Sir Alan Napier MacNab, railway magnate, lawyer and politician, the buildings deteriorated under subsequent owners, but were restored in the 1960s to their original splendor. Today, Dundurn Castle tells the story of the MacNabs and the people who served them. Germania Club Adaptive Reuse Residence, Social Club. Saturday, May 4th and Sunday, May 5th, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. The original Victorian residence was built in the 1800s and purchased by the club in 1952 and was used for meetings, small gatherings. In 1955, the large balconied dance hall with stage was added to the rear of the building. The 1960 addition enclosed most of the original building and added much-needed space or the growing club. Grant Avenue Studio 1909 Adaptive Reuse. Residential, commercial Saturday, May 4th and Sunday, May 5th. 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. The elegant Edwardian gable and bay at 38 Grant Avenue was transformed by Dan Lanois, Bob Lanois and Bob Doige into the world-renowned recording venue Grant Avenue Studio. The two-story box bay facade with stained glass windows has welcomed artists from Gordon Lightfoot and Stan Rogers to U2 and Johnny Cash. This is adaptive reuse at its finest. Halo Music 1973 Recording Studio Saturday, May 4th and Sunday, May 5th. 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Halo is a one-of-a-kind recording studio offering professional audio engineering services in the heart of downtown Hamilton. Our custom-built live room offers great tone and the perfect vibes for creating great projects. Also, our control room boasts the perfect listening environment featuring our world-renowned SSL console that has recorded the likes of Bruce Springsteen and Kanye West, to name a few. Hamilton Archives for HWDSB 1988 School and Archives Saturday, May 4th and Sunday, May 5th, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. The Hamilton-Wentworth District School Board Archives contain record and memorabilia of almost 350 former and current Hamilton Region schools. The volunteers and staff of the archives will be compiling photos, record and possibly videos of the music presented at high schools in the area. Hamilton Military Museum 1835 Adaptive Reuse, Residence, Museum Saturday, May 4th, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Located on the grounds of Dundurn National Historic Site, this museum preserves and shares the military history of Hamilton and area through exhibits, programs and events. The building, originally constructed as a gatehouse for Dundurn Castle in the late 1830s, was first known as Battery Lodge, being located on the site of a War of 1812 artillery emplacement. Hamilton Museum of Steam and Technology National Historic Site 1859 Adaptive Reuse. Waterworks, Museum Sunday, May 5, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. The Hamilton Museum of Steam and Technology is the site of the original 1859 Hamilton Waterworks. The museum features two 13.7 meters high, 45 feet, 70-ton steam-powered pumping engines that supplied the city with clean drinking water from 1859 to 1910. Made in Dundas, these engines are the oldest surviving examples of their kind in North America today. Hamilton Theater Inc. 1920 Adaptive Reuse. Apartment Building, Theater Saturday, May 4th and Sunday, May 5th. 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Starting in the 1950s, Hamilton Theater Inc. has developed into a strong, community-oriented, entertainment center and training ground for would-be musical performers. Some performers have gone on to achieve success in the professional world of theater, movies, and television. The location of the group has changed from being an old fire station to, now, a renovated apartment building. Lister Block 1924 Commercial Block Saturday, May 4th and Sunday, May 5th. 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. The Lister Block features a two-level, L-shaped interior shopping arcade and distinctive terracotta and brick facade. It is one of Hamilton's first multi-purpose commercial office, retail buildings. Built in 1923, it was restored in 2012. Join architect-led tours both days, every hour from 10:30 a.m. to 2:30 p.m., and explore a Tourism Hamilton presentation inside. Live Lab, McMaster 2014 Education Saturday, May 4th and Sunday, May 5th, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Live Lab is an innovative concert hall with a virtual acoustic system, advancing research on human interaction and music's impact on health. It explores applications like assisting Parkinson's patients, improving music listening for the hard of hearing and enhancing creativity in performances. Able to monitor physiological responses in up to 100 people simultaneously, it is acclaimed as a national treasure for its unique contributions to understanding the power of music. Register. https://www.showpass.com/doors-open-hamilton-interactive-livelab-toursmcara-presbyterian-1854 Place of Worship Saturday, May 4th, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. It is not clear which architect designed McNabb Street Presbyterian, but it's possible it was Albert Hills or William Thomas. Many notable persons attended McNab, including Isaac Buchanan and the McQuesten family. The stone pillars and beautiful stained glass windows are highlights. Music and Cassavant organ music have been shared with EH community for years. Players Guild 1878 Adaptive Reuse. Residence, Theatre Saturday, May 4th and Sunday May 5th, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., an 1876 murder. The killer hanged. Rumors of a ghost. Historical facts are backdrop for great theater? The Players Guild of Hamilton has been a leader in the local community theater scene since 1875, making it North America's oldest community theater group. Enjoy guided tours and a cash bar, alcoholic and non-alcoholic beverages, at this beautifully restored Victorian Italian 8 Gem Street. Lawrence the Martyr Roman Catholic Church 1890 Place of Worship Saturday, May 4th, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Sunday May 5th, 1 p.m. to 4 p.m., built in 1890, St. Lawrence is designed in the Romanesque style. With its open plan, stained glass windows, interior artwork, 1908 Cassavant Frères pipe organ and 7.6 meters high, 25-foot, Carrara marble altar, St. Lawrence is a treasure in Hamilton's North End. Join them as they celebrate their 133rd anniversary this year. Tea, coffee, juice and homemade sweets and snacks will be available. St. Mark's Center 1877 Adaptive Reuse. Place of Worship, Community Hub Saturday, May 4th and Sunday May 5th, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., as an Anglican Church Street. Mark's served the community for over 100 years before closing in 1989. Now owned by the City of Hamilton, the site has undergone extensive restoration, preserving the heritage character of the building and park, while adding modern services, gardens and accessibility. It now has new life as a community arts and cultural programming space. Staircase, the 1914 Adaptive Reuse, Hydro Station, Theater, Coffee Shop Saturday, May 4th and Sunday May 5th, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. The Staircase Theater has been a multi-purpose arts incubator for decades. Site of the former Hamilton Hydro Dundurn Substation, the 1914 building combines large windows, decorative brick, a large overhanging cornice complete with dental blocks, and an impressive Beaux-Arts portico. Relay Coffee Roasters provides a friendly cafe atmosphere, and the various performing spaces house every type of entertainment. Stuart Memorial Church 1848 Place of Worship Saturday, May 4th, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., concert by the Stuart Memorial Church Choir at 12:30 p.m. Originally the African Methodist Episcopal Church, the Stuart Memorial Church today boasts the longest surviving predominantly black congregation in Hamilton. The interior is designated historical for its original pressed tin ceiling and dark wooden curved pews. The Stuart Memorial Choir sings spirituals passed down from the original congregation that sang them along the Underground Railroad. You can hear them on Saturday at 12:30 p.m. The Playhouse 1914 Theater Saturday, May 4th and Sunday May 5th, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Built in 1914 as a vaudeville theater, this distinctive Beaux-Arts building was designed by Stuart and Whitten. After 76 years, the theater closed in August 1990. In 2018, the building underwent an award-winning heritage restoration, and reopened as an independent arthouse cinema with new state-of-the-art cinema amenities. The Westdale 1935 Theater Sunday, May 5, 10 a.m. 4 p.m., the Westdale was the first theater in Hamilton built expressly to show motion pictures. It was a key building in Westdale, the first planned neighborhood in Canada. The beautifully restored Art Deco building was fully restored in 2017 by the Westdale Cinema Group. It is a community-based cinematic, cultural and economic hub for Westdale Village, featuring music and film. Theatrics Costume House 1920 Adaptive Reuse. Gospel Hall, Church, Commercial Saturday, May 4th and Sunday May 5th, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Theatrics Costume House is found in an Edwardian gable front near the Fabric District on Ottawa Street. Theatrics has one of the largest collections of costumes available in North America, with over 50,000 professional, quality costumes and accessories from every century. They are thrilled to offer music-inspired costumes to view. They will be delighted to dress up too. Theatre Aquarius 1991, not confirmed, Theatre Sunday May 5th, 9 a.m. to 12 p.m., Theatre Aquarius is a world-class theatre that has just become the national centre for new musicals. The world premiere of Beautiful Scars by Tom Wilson will be taking place there during May and June. The theatre has very kindly agreed to give tours of the premises every half hour on Sunday morning, May 5th. Whitehorn 1848 Adaptive Reuse. Residence, Museum Sunday, May 5th, 10 a.m. 4 p.m. Whitehorn Historic House and Garden is a mid-19th century urban estate owned by the McCaston family for three generations. It was built in 1848 with a 1930s addition. The home includes original family furnishings from the Georgian, Victorian and Edwardian eras in the context of Thomas B. McCaston's career in 1939. Today, it is a splendid museum with beautiful gardens. Mount Hope Case United Church 1894 Place of Worship Saturday, May 4th, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Sunday May 5th, 1 p.m. to 4 p.m., the existing church is focused, inward, on worship, whilst the contemporary outward-focused additions allow the church to connect to the community by letting their light shine. The addition incorporates large expanses of glass that allow for visibility inward and outward. That is connected and related to the existing church using simple cut stone panels in the facade that pick up the more elaborate existing stone detail of the original church. Ancaster Memorial Arts Center 1940 Adaptive Reuse. School, Performing Arts Center Saturday, May 4th, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. The Ancaster Memorial Arts Center is located in the heart of the Ancaster Heritage Village. It includes the 454-seat Peller Hall, Vortman Studio Theater, and multiple rooms for art, film, theater, and dance. This state-of-the-art, vibrant arts center will serve as home to many of Ancaster's successful and popular community arts groups, as well as provide a venue for the community to enjoy many professional performers and artists. The Coach and Lantern 1832 Hotel, Restaurant Saturday, May 4th, 11:30 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Sunday May 5th, 12 p.m. 4 p.m., Ancaster is the third oldest community in Ontario. The Coach and Lantern belongs to a cluster of buildings that have been in continuous use since the late 1700s. This gorgeous stone building has been used as a court of law, a hotel and a pub. Now a well-known pub and center of live music, it is part of a thriving commercial block, Fieldcote Memorial Park and Museum 1948 Adaptive Reuse. Residence, Museum Saturday, May 4th, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Fieldcote was built in 1948 as a private home on the outskirts of the former village of Ancaster. Today, as the village expands, it serves as a cultural heritage center with an emphasis on local history and the promotion of fine arts. The idyllic setting is the perfect venue for music, with beautiful, landscaped gardens and walking trails. Street. John's Anglican Church 1869 Place of Worship Saturday, May 4th, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Sunday May 5th, 1 p.m. to 4 p.m., Recital 1215 Saturday Street. John's Anglican Church is a Gothic Revival structure in a beautiful park setting. It is very active with a thriving choir and community activities. The original wooden church burnt in 1868, replaced in 1869 by this local stone building and noted for the red front doors, central square tower, magnificent stained glass windows and interior, situated on 8.5 acres, Street. Andrews Presbyterian 1875 Place of Worship Saturday, May 4th, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Sunday May 5th, 1 p.m. to 4 p.m., founded in 1826. St. Andrew's has been at the heart of the Ancaster village for almost 200 years. The Stone Gothic Revival Church was completed in 1875, the bell dates from 1835. There were renovations in 1961 and 1990, then in 2018, the main entrance was redesigned and fit with an elevator was installed. Tisdale House, Hamilton Police Historical Society and Museum 1820 Adaptive Reuse, Residential, Museum Saturday, May 4th and Sunday, May 5th, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., Tisdale House was constructed by Samuel Tisdale, a local merchant, who ran a mercantile business in the area beginning in 1816. It was originally located at 413 Wilson Street E and moved to 314 Wilson Street E in 2000. The 1.5-story Georgian residence retains a side gable roof, symmetrical facade, original multi-pane sash windows and original door with side lights. It is the oldest known dwelling of its type in the city of Hamilton. Tisdale House has been home to the Hamilton Police Museum since 2012. Dundas Carnegie Gallery 1910 Adaptive Reuse. Library, Art Gallery Saturday, May 4, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. The Beaux-Arts-style Carnegie Library in Dundas was built in 1910. When the Hamilton Public Library stopped using the building, its future was uncertain. Taking advantage of the thriving arts community, Dundas citizens formed the Carnegie Craft Carnival Committee to raise funds for necessary building maintenance. The Carnegie Gallery was subsequently developed and has been thriving for 40 years. Dundas Museum and Archive 1848 Adaptive Reuse. Residence, Museum Saturday, May 4, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. The Dundas Museum and Archives welcomes the public to tour the permanent galleries, the historic C.1848 Doctor's Office and enjoy live music in the 1873 Peary House. Opened in 1956, the Dundas Museum is a private, non-profit museum that collects, interprets and celebrates the unique identity of the Valley Town. Hamilton City Ballet, Hamilton Academy of Performing 1842 Adaptive Reuse. Church, School Saturday, May 4, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Hamilton City Ballet in Dundas is run in a building that has been constantly modified and added to since 1842. On Saturday, May 4, Max Radovosian will offer an open ballet and point class at 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. Melania Paliu will offer an open ballet and point class at 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. A Nutcracker exhibit will also be presented. Sean and Ed Brewery, The Shed 1885 Adaptive Reuse, Foundry, Skating Rink, Brewing Company and Restaurant Saturday, May 4. This 1885-86 building in the heart of historical Dundas has served as a foundry, indoor skating, curling rink, bus depot, warehouse and, since 2016, the Sean and Ed Brewing Company. The wood post and beam, brick masonry structure has been preserved yet modernized with the latest in craft beer equipment. The brewery focuses on German-style lagers with an emphasis on quality and authenticity. Stony Creek Battlefield Museum and Park 1796 Adaptive Reuse. Residence, Museum Sunday, May 5, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Battlefield House Museum, part of which dates to 1796, was once home to the prominent Gage family. Learn about the stories of the people who built the house and the ongoing efforts to preserve and restore it. Explore the Dunnington Grub landscape, which includes the impressive Battlefield Monument, and hike around a 13.8-hectare, 34-acre, patchwork of meadow and forest. Fox Theater, Stony Creek Legion Branch 622, Stony Creek 1952 Adaptive Reuse. Theater, Legion Saturday, May 4th and Sunday, May 5th, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. The Fox Theater in Stony Creek opened on October 20, 1952. It ran successfully until 1965, then closed. In 1979, it was renovated and reopened as the Royal Canadian Legion Branch 662, Battlefield Branch. This clever adaptive reuse has transformed a lovely mid-century modern theater into community space used for a wide variety of functions. The Powerhouse, Stony Creek 1890 Adaptive Reuse. Power Station, Restaurant Saturday, May 4th and Sunday, May 5th, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. The Powerhouse is the original Stony Creek Powerhouse that provided power to the rail lines in 1890s and was intricately refurbished with historic tokens from all over Canada to become the restaurant you may see today. It is a brilliant example of adaptive reuse. The Church of Our Savior the Redeemer, Stony Creek 1877 Place of Worship Saturday, May 4, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. This church, founded in 1876 as the Church of the Redeemer, was established in 2007 with the amalgamation of the parishes of the Redeemer and the Church of Our Savior, Stony Creek, founded 1919. See how the 1876 church expanded in 1952, view stained glass windows and learn the story of the docile tapestry. United Church and Bell Tower Place, Stony Creek 1903 Adaptive Reuse. Place of Worship, Community Hub Saturday, May 4th and Sunday, May 5th. 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Belltower Place Community Hub and Stony Creek United Church provides wonderful examples of both Edwardian and Brutalist architecture. The site has recently been redeveloped for community use and houses a renovated Masonic Lodge, former 1903 chapel, and private school, language and mathematics academy. A guided tour on Saturday morning, 10 a.m., will highlight this mixed-use facility, by reservation, or join us on Sunday morning, 9:30 a.m., for worship and a musical treat, Waterdown 25 Mill Street, Waterdown 1856 Adaptive Reuse. Town Hall, Commercial Saturday, May 4th and Sunday, May 5, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. The East Flamborough Township Hall is a masterpiece of adaptive reuse. Almost all the original features of the original Georgian building were restored while the interior was sensitively reworked to provide comfortable office space for the legal and financial offices while displaying the architectural features of the original building. Birmingham Building, Waterdown 1838 Adaptive Reuse. Methodist Church, Commercial Saturday May 4th and Sunday May 5 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., Tours 2 p.m. Sunday. The Birmingham Building is a typical stone Georgian Methodist church with round-headed windows, corner quoins, a central rose window and oversized eaves with paired cornice brackets. It is part of a cluster of buildings in downtown Waterdown that is largely intact after almost 200 years. The buildings is currently home to the CBY Academy of Performing Arts and Birmingham Consulting. Grace Anglican Church, Waterdown 1860 Place of Worship Saturday, May 4th, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Sunday, May 5th, 11:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. Situated in a park-like setting, Grace Anglican Church in Waterdown is known for many things: the beautiful building, the surrounding cemetery, and its wide-ranging charitable works. Grace's sanctuary has been updated many times to include stained glass, an organ, and other details. The Grand Hall offers community functions, often including music. This idyllic small-town community church thrives in Waterdown. Knox Presbyterian, Waterdown 1856 Place of Worship Saturday, May 4th, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Sunday, May 5th, 11:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. Following the Presbyterian tradition, the Knox in Waterdown is an important community hub responding to the needs of the parish. The older Georgian Hall is used for food service and community gatherings. The Edwardian Sanctuary is fitted out with a stage and a full set of musical instruments that are played for the Sunday Mass as well as other occasions. Mill Street and 5, Waterdown 1824 Hotel, Restaurant Saturday, May 4th, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Sunday, May 5th, 12 p.m. 4 p.m., American House is one of the longest-running hotels in Ontario. Opening in 1824, it has changed owners many times, but the integrity of the original design has been maintained. It contained the last old-time stand-up bar in Ontario and maintained the segregation of men and women up until 1966. This excellent restaurant celebrates 200 years this year. Pickwick Books, The Huxley Building, Waterdown 1860 Saturday, May 4th, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Sunday, May 5th, 12 p.m. 4 p.m., the Huxley Building is a prominent property in the Waterdown Heritage District. Built in 1860, it was a bank and later a bookstore. The facade has been renovated to provide a retail space on the west side, and a picture window on the south facade. Most of the interior is original. It currently houses Pickwick Books, a used bookstore. Street. James United Church, Waterdown 1954 Place of Worship Saturday, May 4th and Sunday, May 5th, 10 a.m. 4 p.m., Street. James United Church is a 2SLGBTQ+ inclusive congregation serving Waterdown for nearly 250 years. We provide worship and community connection, support for homeless persons in Hamilton and migrant workers in Flamborough, as well as space for local community groups including the Waterdown Muslim Community and Montessori School. Walking Tours Lock Street B.I., A. Walking Tour Tour at 12 both days, music from 1 to 4 both days with more than 90 retail stores, professional services, cafes, and restaurants. Lock Street has become a popular Hamilton destination for locals and visitors alike. A guided tour of Lock Street will start at the library, 285 Lock Street South, and continue up and down the street. Live music with local musicians will be provided from 1 until 4 daily. Stony Creek BIA, tour at 12 both days. Music from 1 to 4 both days. Stony Creek was first settled by United Empire Loyalists in 1786. It was the site of the Battle of Stony Creek in War of 1812, and the very first women's institute in Canada. There will be live music from 1 until 4 daily. The tour of Stony Creek will start at the Legion at 2 p.m. both days. Tour of Waterdown 11:30 a.m. and 1:30 p.m. daily. Walking tours of Waterdown's Heritage District will take place at 11:30 a.m. and 1:30 p.m. daily, starting at the Mill Street and 5 Pub. Led by local historians, this tour will take you up Mill Street and back along the historic streets of Waterdown. Most of the old stone structures are still intact, and the main street has been developed tastefully. Westdale BIA, tour at 10 a.m. daily. Music from 11 to 2. Westdale Village is an example of the Garden City movement of the early 20th century, with small, individually owned homes radiating from a central business district. Our tour will start 10 a.m. at the Paisley Cafe, one of 80 shops, cafes, restaurants, and bakeries in Westdale. Live music will take place from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. daily. Tour of Ancaster May 4th at 10 a.m. May 5th at 2:30 p.m. Meet at the Old Mill. Ancaster, founded in 1793, is the third oldest town in the province. The restored mill, the town hall, and the Coach and Lantern on Wilson Street are just some of the highlights. Located at the intersection of ancient native trails and traversed by the earliest explorers, the history, the characters, and background of Ancaster Village will be revealed by guide Bob Madden. Find more information on Facebook at https://www.facebook.com/doorsopenhamont or on Instagram at https://www.instagram.com/hamiltondoorsopen/.